When the world feels out of control from Israel to Washington State, God is not surprised by any of it. His wisdom is deeper than anything we can see, and his judgments are unsearchable, his ways truly unfathomable. You do not have to be a lump on a log. You are invited to join what God is already doing in the public square. Lean in for a few minutes that may completely reset how you see God, Israel, the church, and your own calling today. Now let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. We are in our final parts of our series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. I hope you're enjoying the series. And if you are, subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us get the word of God going out there each and every day across Washington, because what we're trying to accomplish is to change our hearts so that we can change the public square. Today's question is, how rich is God's wisdom and knowledge in your life? Think about that. How rich is God's wisdom and knowledge in your life? Let's read Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. So we're going to look at that first verse. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. When you think about Israel, when you think about God, when you think about the church and that God has a nation, a bride, and God's sovereignty, how rich do you think God's wisdom and knowledge is? Is God's foreknowledge deep enough to understand the current state of Israel, the current state of the United States, and the current state of the church? I mean, does he have enough wisdom and foreknowledge and knowledge to understand that? How deep does it go? Or does God just have like a shallow depth to his wisdom and knowledge? And I think this is important because sometimes I think we try to tell God what to do and we forget how deep his knowledge and wisdom is. He is an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, all-historical, Alpha Omega God. He is not consumed or concerned by our shallow understanding. Now, what's the difference between wisdom and knowledge? I've heard people say wisdom is, you know, knowledge is applied wisdom, and that, you know, wisdom is having the wise counsel or the godly attribute. Well, God is God. It says, oh, the depths of the riches of both his wisdom and knowledge of God. Then it says, how unsearchable are his judgments. So as you go in the public square today, let's end the first one. How wise do you see God as? Do you see him as wise enough to direct your day, to direct your views of Israel, to direct your views of the church, to understand his sovereignty today? Do you see him as wise? That's number one. Number two is, how unsearchable are his judgments? So God looks at his wisdom and his knowledge and his foreknowledge, all of that, and he has judgments that are based upon that. So when God asked Abraham to be the father of a great nation of Israel, and based on his foreknowledge and based on what he could see, which is everything, did he have wisdom and did he have accurate judgment of what would happen? In other words, is God surprised about anything that took place? His judgments are unsearchable. He knows everything. He is God. He is the creator of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Now, you may be thinking, okay, Brian, wait a minute. If God has foreknowledge of everything and his wisdom is solid and true and his knowledge is solid and true and his judgments are solid and true, he's not surprised by the United States of America today. He's not surprised by the state of Washington today. He's not surprised by Israel. He's not surprised by the Gaza Strip. He's not surprised by Iran. He's not surprised by, if we want to go with Iraq and Syria and Turkey, he's not surprised by any of it. His judgments are true. You say, well, then we should just do nothing. We should just step back and just be, you know, lumps on the log, you might say. No, no, no. Come on. Don't be silly. You don't need to be a lump on a log because God is all-knowing. You simply got to come alongside and be a part of what he's doing versus what you're trying to accomplish to do. I love this. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. Now, there's a part of God that his ways are unfathomable. Now, what does that mean? We don't comprehend it. Why does God have a nation? Well, A, he said so, but why? He said so. Some of that's unfathomable. Why did God choose Israel? I don't know, but he did. Why did God also choose the Gentiles to be the bride of Christ and Jewish believers, just so I'm clear, anyone who's put their faith in Jesus Christ is the bride of Christ. Why? I don't know. His ways are unfathomable. It's his choice. He's God. And this is what it really comes down to. Do you take the word of God literally as best as you can, you know, and understand it as best as you can to mean what it says is this and what it says it means? Because when you do, there's going to be parts that are a mystery or that are unfathomable to you. But do you say, God, I don't get it, but you are God. And God is the God of the unfathomable ways, the things that we just don't quite get. You know, so there's so much debate right now of whether Israel is the true Israel or whether it's a true nation or if it's part of the Abrahamic covenant or the church has replaced Israel or all these things. I don't know. I just read the Bible and guess what I see? God has a nation. He chose Israel. God has a church. He chose the Gentiles and anyone who believes in Jesus Christ. And God is sovereign. In other words, he gets to do what he wants to do because he's God. His ways are unfathomable. Sometimes we don't comprehend it because we're mere humans. We don't need to somehow change our biblical worldview just because we don't understand something. We need to align our mind and our hearts with the word of God and take it as accurate, as literal as we can. It brings so much peace to say, yeah, I don't get parts of that. I don't understand parts of that. It brings a lot of peace to say, God, you are God, I'm not. So lay down your idolatry today. Lay down those things that are causing concerns and having you have fear in your life and all the rest. Allow God to be God, and you get to walk in his presence, and he gets to teach you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are a God filled with wisdom and knowledge because you are wisdom and knowledge, that your judgments are unsearchable and that your ways are unfathomable, God. There is a mystery to you, God. You've revealed so much of your character and who you are to us, yet there's still parts we just don't quite get. So, God, fill in those areas with the word of God and the spirit of God. God, let those who are claiming to be Christ followers to be convicted by your word, God. Let us to walk in your ways. We pray over Washington State today, God. We pray that you would have your way. Washington State is not a surprise to you. So God, have your way in us today. Go before us in all things. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.